This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
A long way to the top, and it starts inside of us. People were mean to me a lot when I was a kid. They were also nice to me. But I decided to not be a victim and to understand human psychology and the human spirit. So I don't take the fact that bad stuff happened to me and just feel sorry for myself all day. I feel it made me stronger. All of it did. Just like they're coming after our guns, our gun culture is getting stronger. People are learning why it's important. We're going out converting people to self-defense and being humans. But just like you need a gun and you need to know how to plant a garden, you need to learn how to skin a buck, run a trot line, but also not let globalist propaganda brainwash you. Now, I shot some really powerful videos the last few days, and one of them is up on our YouTube channel, the main Alex Jones channel, and it just went up last night. Would you jump off a building with your baby? I'm going to ask that that be posted to InfoWars.com and to PrisonPlanet.com and to Facebook and to Twitter. All of our Facebooks, all of our Twitters. I would ask the reporters post it, just like I do on the big channels, all their stuff. I want a maximum push on this video. Would you jump off a building with your baby? And that gets into the whole Bernie Sanders baby dying with the SIDS. Now, we heard that yesterday. We're going to hear another one on abortion coming up in the next segment that ties into this. It's all interconnected, the culture of death. I went back out to the Austin Abortion Clinic, the headquarters. What I'm asking everyone to do is to go to InfoWars.com once we post this and to get this video and to send it out to everybody you know. And to do it to all the big videos or pick the videos that touch your heart the most. Because we have to know that just because we're aware of all this, other people in many cases aren't, but here's the good news. They're ready to hear. This is the season, like the spring, of the awakening of the mind. And then the summer is coming. The globalists want to bring in an artificial winter, a dark age, to block out the truth. We have to force this through. And this is a very powerful video. Would you jump off a building with your baby? We premiered that yesterday here on air. But it needs to get out now. I mean, I know we, and we do. I tell people, post. Everybody else is great stuff. But then a lot of times it's kind of like what we do, because we're humble, is like chopped liver. It's an important video. We're going to get that out to everybody. Also, we're going to premiere this new video. And I forget the title I gave Rob Dew when I shot this up there at night. So maybe you can ask Rob Dew the previous title I came up, because the title is what it takes to capture people's imagination to get them to watch it. So we need to really give it a powerful headline. And I'm teaching here on air. Not so much to my crew, but to everybody. You need to be info warriors. You need to be leaders. And we always need to value the fact that we're still on air and expanding. They want to get rid of this. They're getting rid of free speech all over the world right now. They're coming for ours. And they told Drudge to his face. And we've been told as well. And you see it starting to happen. Look at the State Department. I mentioned that. We'll come back and break that down. But David, we're going to break in a minute and a half. Expanding on this, people laugh at all this tyranny because they don't expect it's going to hit them. People laugh at Obamacare. It's in place. They're not playing games, David.
Yeah, Alex, as you were talking in the very first hour when you're talking about the people on CNN saying Trump is going to put us in detention camps. Well, you know, the remedy to that is not to allow unconstitutional things like the NDAA to be passed in the first place.
Why have they laid the foundation? They lay the foundation and they claim he's going to put the cornerstone in. Sorry.
Yeah, most of the people who are concerned about this, they didn't say anything about it when Obama said that he was going to put that in. And we were all concerned about that. We should all be concerned about the fact that they claim to have given themselves the legal authority to do this. They don't have the legal authority to do this. They all swore obedience to the Constitution. That's the supreme law.
Exactly.
Of the
and these liberals should be worried. We're worried about these powers being in place. But Trump didn't put these powers in place.
That's right. And as I pointed out, when he wrote an op-ed about the BLM and he put it in a small paper in Reno, Nevada, he was spot on when he said, we have allowed these government bureaucracies like the BLM to assume dictatorial power.
And see how smart he is?
Yeah.
He pays like $1,000 to put an op-ed in, or they may run a free, whatever, a small paper. It gets the attention, gets everywhere, without him having to pay for it on a wide scale. And then he's also making it about the little guy. I mean, yeah. I like Trump's philosophy. The more I learn about it, the more I like him. David, stay there. We're going to come back and talk about this video that's bigger than abortion. It's about turning humans into products.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Massive changes here, massive changes coming. The globalists are taking over the world. They're bringing in a new system of total control, total micromanagement, the end of free will. But to unfreeze political systems to make the change, they open a doorway where we can go both ways. We can change things for good, not evil. But they want you to sleep. That politics even exist, they call it conspiracy theory. That there's even management in government and management in plans and social engineering is a conspiracy theory. That's like saying reading, writing, and arithmetic is a conspiracy theory. And they're making it that with Common Core. They're assaulting reality and common sense. Because the age of the machines is here and the elite want to steal the future. They don't want to share it with us. Now, let me briefly walk you through, get a brief comment from David, and then go to this key report dealing with dehumanization. And do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. The idea that screwing over your fellow humans gets you ahead somehow. Not in an endgame scenario. Look at these articles. GOP elites now eye a contested convention and stealing it from Trump. That is right out of the Washington Post, their own headline. Elites now eye contested election. They go, Alex, you told us about that last hour. This is why it's important. If they can steal your free speech under the First Amendment, which is part of that's voting, and it ties into so many other amendments, but that's your real political speech. That's your system, like art or literature. That's why it's protected. But the purest form is voting. That's political speech, political action. That's a new form of war, nonviolent. They don't need to put you in a concentration camp because they've just taken your rights to vote because the election's rigged. But if a few of you get mad and get upset and decide to physically fight back, there's a SWAT team ready in every area trying to take you out because you're a constitutionalist. I'm not attacking the SWAT teams. They're more awake than most people. The point is, see how that works? We're taking your right to vote. We're cheating it. We're stealing it. And if you do get physical, we're going to kill you. And we're ready for it. Premeditatedly, because they're taking the freedom away. That's admitted now. You know, you got top Republicans going, there's going to be civil unrest. You steal this from Trump. What are we supposed to do? I'm not saying do that. Because if we don't get violent, it'll make people so upset, it'll wake up the next wave. And free speech-wise, even though the voting's been stolen, we can vote with our dollars, vote with our actions, vote by withdrawing support and peaceful civil disobedience. And that's why they're bringing in the political correctness. And that's why they're coming in and saying, you'll be fired from any federal job, not just the State Department or city job, if you do a microaggression, which is whatever they claim. If you say, she sure is nice, don't you say she, maybe she isn't a she. Boom, fired. That's in the handbook. That's the headline right here. State Department. It's not even State Department jokes. And they go on to say joking can be considered a microaggression. Think about that. Think about that. Microaggressions can be detrimental to employee morale and engagement. And they go, severe or passive microaggressions based on protected equal employment opportunity categories may rise the level. And then John Kerry laughs and says, you know, I want to stay at the State Department, you know, forever, but oh, that's a joke, I better not. They even make a joke about their own political correctness to make people in their own system laugh at it and think it's okay. So it's kind of like you see the village next to you being burned, and they go, oh, it's all right, guys, we're just going to burn their village. It's kind of like, hey, everything's kind of all right, we still make jokes, but not the kids, not the college students, not the next wave. This is the old program being made comfortable with their level of brainwashing. The next group is even more brainwashed. The next even more. The next group coming in that if they hear you're having a Halloween party, screams in fear or a costume party and goes, get them out of here. I'm scared. I saw a cowboy. Ah! Remember that? And they fired those Yale professors that ran the school. They said, it's free speech. No, it's not. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. And they shut his speech down. This is soft tyranny. But it's not soft. It's even worse, like a blob, because you can't even see it. It's like Hercules in his most challenging task was having to go into hell itself and fight because it was dark. There was no physicality. It was spirits. He had to, in his own soul, with the help of his father Zeus and the archetype, transcend it. It was courage. It was a challenge of going in to the pure evil and letting it just get all around you and just focusing on what's good and what's honorable. They want to just take everything away from us, folks, and our kids will have no gauge of anything, rudderless. But if you start loving each other and you start realizing how weak the average mean person is and that they're mean because they're sad, as long as they're not abusing somebody, it's okay if they're being mean. They're just dumb. You need to lift them up and try to build their humanity and help them. That'll build you as well and help you be a better person, myself included. None of us are perfect. We're out of time. David Dunn will come back in the last 30 minutes. I want to get his take on this as well with the pastor that's coming up. But the people you got to really get aggressive with are the scientific bullies that know what they're doing and hate humanity as a whole and want to abort the species in favor of the technotronic singularity. Here is a key report on value human life or become a slave and be killed. When you make somebody else a slave, when you say somebody else doesn't have rights, you just lost your rights. I struggle to come up with words to describe the globalist social engineers' plan for humanity. Their entire design is the coldest, most wicked, hateful plan that one could ever even imagine. But I think the word is truly selfishness. The engineers are so selfish and so greedy, wanting to control reality, wanting to dominate civilization and the direction humanity goes in. Their lust to control free will and chart humanity's course into a technotronic hell is so complete that they are doing everything they can to isolate individuals, to destroy families, and to make sure we're all alone and have no culture, have no tribe, have no people. They're attacking individual tribes, cultures, religions, and peoples and playing them off against each other and posing as the referees who will then keep all the groups from fighting while they stir up the divide and conquer balkanization. But beyond that, they are then, in the name of unity, watering down all the cultures and ideas until there is no culture, there is no idea, there is no debate. And everybody basically wears the equivalent of 1984 gray overalls. When they talk about making America whole, making the world equal, they mean making us all equally unconscious, servile slaves.
Big brother! Big brother! Big brother!
You look at the whole push of Western psychology. It says you're an animal, you're programmable, you don't have free will. And if you believe in a great destiny for humanity, if you believe you can create great art or literature or have a great crop or make great whiskey or write a wonderful book, you're a narcissist, you're delusional. And they take the traits of innovators and then mix it in with the traits of true narcissists and egomaniacs to then demonize anyone that has the spark of Promethean flame in them that God has given us, not because the engineers don't know it's real, but because they're threatened by it. They want to be the dream catchers. They want to control the dreams and steal the dreams. They want to live while you and I sleep. I was driving in to work, and I noticed, because I was getting some gas in the access road, that over off of Ben White here in Austin, Texas, what I've read about in the newspaper is ongoing for the last year or so. There are pro-lifers out protesting in front of the Planned Parenthood main center in Austin 7 days a week that death mill is doing partial birth abortions on 8 and 9 month old babies. And they have been harassed by the Satanists and others. They've been physically attacked. I have been attacked. Jakari has been attacked. Weldon has been attacked. They attack people on crutches and wheelchairs. And when I see the type of people that show up at the Capitol and show up here to protest for death, it'd be one thing if you argued, oh, it's first trimester, oh, the woman will be too poor or whatever. I could see those arguments, but when you meet the pro-abortionists, they are ghouls. They tell you they are Satanists.
I love Satan, so you. I'm a woman. I believe everyone has a choice to do whatever the they want with their bodies.
They pull up in brand new $100,000 black sedans. And that's their temple. That's their church you're messing with. There's good and evil in the world, folks. We're going to go back out there. It was even raining earlier, but I drove by and it was sprinkling and I saw like 15 people out there. We'll see who's out there right now. They may have already left. Either way, think about these people that actually care about someone. Well, psychologists would say you have a savior complex. See how they take your humanity? You love unborn children. You know they're devaluing life. They're selling body parts. They're growing human-animal hybrids inside animals. What about this giving rise to superviruses and stuff? See, there is nothing moral. They say you have no morals, you have no free will, but they're going to tell you with political correctness how to think, how to behave, and what morals you're supposed to have. They have it both ways. You have no morals, you have no heart, you aren't turned towards God, you can't have an original idea, but they dictate everything. And they culturally will fulfill you in the church of the state and Hollywood. And after we go out and talk to these folks and show some excerpts of what happened last year out there, I'm going to call for a big demonstration in their futures. We'll see if the Satanists show back up, trying to intimidate free speech. The left, devil-worshipping communists in their own words, who all over attack people for their speech. They link hands and run into you and say, excuse us, just like Black Lives Matter does. And then they say, oh, people are attacking us as they run over old ladies. I mean, it's so sick with their devil tattoos. You couldn't write a Stephen King novel like this. And they hate life. They enjoy the feeling of power over these babies. This is how dark they are, how twisted. And they sell it as a right.
How many did I adopt? I kill my kids.
I kill my kids.
And then you look at how human life of the veterans with the death panels and the no treat list and the old people. This is the world we're building, where we think we stomp on the top of each other and we screw each other over and we get ahead. That whole cycle's coming to an end. Prosperity allowed this decadence to grow because it kept reality from dawning on people that tyranny creates absolute humiliation. But the evil's almost eaten through the stores, the reserves that good hardworking people had developed for us. And it's beyond an Atlas Shrugged where the hardworking people just give up and stop working. That's part of it. It's beyond the Atlas Shrugged where the system cannot coexist with good, and so it will extinguish the good as a measure of dominance while destroying its very own host. Because for these parasites, being vampiric in their spiritual view of the world is only the journey to the destination that is total death. They're lovers of death. All those that hate me love death, is what Christ said. And I tell you, I didn't used to be a very strong Christian when I was younger and in college and stuff. But I tell you, studying this and being involved, covering it, Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, the Scalia death, all of it, I've been around this stuff. Let me tell you, we are facing people that worship the God of death and evil and pain and suffering and poverty and humiliation and crying, starving children. They want to hurt you and your family, folks, through the vaccines, through the GMOs, through the glyphosates. They admit they're doing it. And I know it's horrifying. It's scary to admit it's happening. But it's more scary not to spotlight these roaches. An epic battle is taking place. Now let's go talk to these heroes. Ma'am, what's your name?
Dina.
Why are you out here?
I'm out here to protect women and children from them making a very big decision in their lives to try to help change their hearts and their minds.
You know, some of the control left and people think it's weird to be concerned about babies dying, but have you seen increased support or people waking up now that they've seen the videos showing the harvesting of the babies?
I've seen more people concerned about it a little bit more. As far as waking up, if that doesn't wake them up, I don't think anything will.
You mentioned warning women. They don't tell people it's a known medical fact. We put the articles up that abortions increase cancer in women. There's also a lot of medical complications. They're not telling them that the babies are being sold. When you say exploiting women as well, what's your point on that?
Just the way that they're treated, for one. I've seen women who have gone through that experience and just the trauma that they face and the care that they received, and they're so torn apart. And it's not something that you can turn back. You know, I mean, when you do it, I mean, you've done it, and there's no turning back. So we're hoping to encourage the women to find the strength to find help in a more positive manner.
So they're not letting the women know what a big deal this is.
Right, exactly, because that's how they make their money, and that's how they keep their business going.
We've had communists and others come out here and try to stop us even having demonstrations and physically attack us. And then now they've been arresting the undercover journalists that a lot of lawyers think didn't break any laws simply as a public service showing the trafficking of baby parts. Do you think there's an attempt to try to intimidate free speech?
Of course. It's always going to be that way. Whenever you're going against what some people believe, some people are going to disagree with it. It's just like I should be able to come out here and have the ability to pray or do whatever I want on a public sidewalk.
Have you been harassed any ever being out here?
No. And you know, it's a blessing. It really is.
Well, I really like the fact that there's children out here, and my news producer, Rob Dew, has his son out here, and it really just shows, do we believe in humanity when we're just throwing our children away like this? and then selling their body parts and then not telling the women that they're making money off of it?
Yeah, that, you know, anybody who can do that, I don't know what would stop them.
I've never heard a woman say they regret having children. I even have women stop in the parking lot and tell me because we have about to have our eighth child.
Wow.
And we were in that discernment phase with our first one. And having them, I know I don't regret any of them. I would never say put one of them back. And you always hear women that have had abortions, and they regret their decision.
They push it like it's a right, but there were some congressional hearings a few weeks ago. I don't know if you saw them, a top bioethicist testifying to Congress that they have turned humans into a commodity and that they're more worried about lab rats have more rights than babies in America.
Yeah, and you know, that's just totally wrong.
I think chickens, you know, should be humanely raised, but I think humans should at least have the basic dignity of chickens.
Well, you know, it depends on, you know, they're saying that humans aren't humans till they're born. That fetus isn't going to turn into anything but a human. It's a human conception.
And now Peter Singer and other bioethicists are saying, kill mentally retarded children up to age 3. Kill old people.
The people like that are actually a blessing to the people who take care of them and to us. They improve society. They teach us to care for others.
And it's humbling.
Yes, it is. And you know, that's why it's so important to have accept everybody. You know, not just say you can exclude some people and not others. How do we know the value of life?
It's funny you say that. Oh, the studies are out there. So many people, they say that raising like a Down syndrome child is like empowering and enlightening in many cases, and that, you know, even though that they're different, that there's something magical about them.
Yeah, I know a few people who have couples who have children like that, and they change your attitude. You know, they change. They have there's joy in them. You know, they're a blessing to almost everybody they meet, and to say that we should destroy them because they're different. Where do you stop at destroying different? What do you define different? You know, if somebody isn't quite like you, does that mean you destroy them? That's not the case.
That doesn't sound too tolerant or liberal. It sounds like eugenics to me.
I would just say discern and really look into information. And if your heart is telling you to seek help elsewhere, then please do so, because that is going to live with you for the rest of your life. And it is better to have the child, even if you feel like you can't take care of them. There are other options. There's group adoption options where you still have connections with your baby as they grow, and you get to see them. So I would just say really, really take a week, a month, or, you know, 2 days, whatever it is, to help yourself and really decide if that's really the decision that you want to make, because you're going to have to live with this for the rest of your life and not knowing your child, what happened to it, where it is the first part, and, you know, really.
That's right. Before you snuff out somebody else's destiny, think about what you're involved in. Think about the fact that this has never before been legal in history. And you see all the rest of the humanization, all the humans being turned into commodities, turning yourself into a commodity. Don't objectify yourself and a child like this. They don't tell you in these abortuaries that there are more people wanting to adopt every year than there are abortions. They don't tell you people have to go all over the world to get kids, from Russia to China, because they can't get the kids they want. And they don't tell you that people want to adopt disabled children as well. They lie to you. They lie to you. Ma'am, thank you so much for your time and standing up. God bless you. All right, folks, there you go. I said it. God bless you. Even though we're a secular news program, the state is not our God. Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com. If you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance.
And again, that's Alex Jones talking to protesters outside an abortion clinic. We're going to be talking to Pastor Mark Burns. I want to get his comments on that as well. One of the things that they focused on was whether or not a child with Down's syndrome should be aborted. I've known people who have been given false positives, telling them that their child had Down syndrome and didn't. And I personally know someone who had a child with Down syndrome who knew about it, who chose to do that, who was disowned by her sister for life because of that. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to be talking to Pastor Mark Burns. Remember that today is the last day for 50% off Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. An unprecedented sale on Silver Bullet, as many of our people here to review. One person says Silver is a great home remedy. Silver Bullet is the best you can get. My family and friends use Silver Bullet. I would recommend it to anyone. Go to InfoWarsLife.com. Look at the reviews that are there and look at the massive savings. 50% off.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host in this final half hour. We're going to be talking to Pastor Mark Burns. Pastor Burns is a co-founder and CEO of the Now Television Network. It's a Christian TV network based out of South Carolina. He's now the executive director also of It's Your Harvest Now with Pastor Mark Burns. They rejoice today along with his wife and co-host, Tamara Burns. He's also creator, executive producer, and host of Lift Your Voice Gospel Show, currently airs to more than 45 million homes on the Impact Network. Now, the reason we have Pastor Burns on is because he was part of a group of several pastors, black pastors, who met with Donald Trump in New York towards the end of the year, talked to him about several issues. Pastor Burns came out and endorsed Donald Trump. He has spoken at some of the rallies introducing Donald Trump. And I wanted to get his take on the attacks on Donald Trump as far as the continued calls to disavow the Ku Klux Klan endorsement from David Duke. Even after he did it, they continued to hit him for like 3 or 4 days. So I wanted to talk to him about that, see if he thought that Donald Trump had done that the right way. Is he a racist? Does he believe that his endorsement was a mistake? But I also want to talk to him, and thank you for joining us, Pastor Burns. I want to talk to you first about the report that Alex Jones just had, where he was talking to abortion protesters outside of a clinic here in Austin. We've done that a couple of times. One of the things that he brought up was the fact that a lot of people, it's not just the issue of whether or not they believe that life begins at conception, but it's also the idea that they would abort a child if this child has Down syndrome. And as I said just before the break, I personally knew a very dear friend of ours who's now passed away who had a child with Down syndrome. Her sister disowned her for life because she would not abort that child. Said, how dare you bring a child like that into this life? And it was our personal experience that she was deeply blessed by having that child with Down syndrome.
Well, you know, first of all, thank you so much for having me. I'm very honored to be here on this broadcast. You know, I don't think there is a real answer. There won't be a black and white answer that's going to make sense to people. It's going to really be on a person by person basis should a child be brought into this world. I personally believe that all life is precious. And I believe, as a man of God and a person who leads his life based off of my moral compass, believe that if it be the will of God, no matter how the life came into the world, we believe that life is at conception. And therefore, once life has been created, life has left the realm of the kingdom, and it is entering into this natural realm we call earth. Having been in the presence of God, now in the presence of man. And so once that has taken place, I believe it is the will of the Lord for that life to have a purpose. There's a purpose for the life, whether it's a Down syndrome baby, whether a person, and again, this may be very controversial to some people, but whether the child was conceived through a rape case or whatever the situation may have been, once that life has been created, then I believe it is our obligation as a human race to care for that child, regardless of its medical condition.
Yes, I agree. And there's so many levels to this. I mean, it's not only, you know, the issue of, well, do you have a Down syndrome child or do you? I mean, some of these tests that they give people can get false positives. You may be flagged as a child that's going to have Down syndrome, and maybe the child doesn't. So you don't know that for sure. I've personally seen many children adopted from China who had severe health issues. They were adopted by Americans because in China they could not get any, they could not afford the kind of operations that they needed to take care of the health issues that these children had. They surrendered them to the state. The state then gave them up to Americans who would pay for their health care. So I think when we look at this, we need to put life first. And I think the thing that really changed it for me, even before I became a Christian, was I realized when I was running for Congress 22 years ago that I was asked about this. I was a third-party candidate, and I was asked about this repeatedly. And at the time, partial birth abortion had come up. And I was of the opinion, as a libertarian, I thought, well, you know, people ought to make these decisions themselves, and we can have a disagreement between people who are Christians and people who aren't as to when life begins. But then I realized this thing called partial birth abortion. When I started looking at it, I realized these are full-term babies that they were killing. Yes. And so then it became clear to me that there was a eugenics agenda to this. And, of course, we all know the history of the abortion industry and how it was started with Margaret Sanger, how they targeted the black community and others for extermination. They were very open about their eugenics agenda. On the way home last night, I was listening to NPR, and they were talking about a Supreme Court decision that said that they were going to sterilize. This is a decision going back decades. A guy wrote a book about it. He said he wasn't aware of it. But it was a decision going back decades saying, well, hey, we've got people here who are imbeciles, and three generations of imbeciles is enough. We're going to allow sterilization of them. And he was absolutely appalled. And that's essentially what we're talking about. You think that somebody has too low IQ. You don't like the race that they are. You don't like the gender that they are. We're just going to get rid of those people. And I think that's the thing that I find very troubling, is that kind of agenda behind it that transcends the idea of at what point does life begin.
And I'm so grateful you just brought that up, especially with the birth of Planned Parenthood, the Negro Project that we don't oftentimes talk about, and then later changed its name in the 40s to the Planned Parenthood Organization. I think what really vexes me, especially those of us in the African-American community, and again, I don't really want to get back and forth to bashing one candidate over another, but I do think, especially those of us in the African-American community, how we are so quick to oftentimes vote based off of feelings and not facts, and how the Democratic Party, led right now by our current president, who I'm not going to dishonor because he deserves the right to be honored. But I don't believe in his views as a politician. And now Hillary Clinton coming behind him to really carry on the race. How the African American community is rallying behind Hillary Clinton, not realizing that one of her very main platform is the right to choose, which really I believe is the extermination of or genocide of many of the African American community.
I agree with
that. Over 40 African Americans make up about 14%, 13 to 14% of the population, but over 40% of aborted babies were done by African American women. Those could have been future black doctors, future black lawyers, future black scientists, future black presidents that could have been could have had opportunity to be great in the black community, but yet they never had an opportunity. Millions of babies that have been killed by a institution that was designed to destroy the African American communities, the future generations of black people. But yet we're so quick to rout, even other pastors. It saddens me to watch other pastors who proclaim to be messengers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I don't want to judge anyone, but it vexes me greatly how they will stand behind anyone that is okay with the murders of babies. That's really one of my major platforms behind Donald Trump. He loves babies. Trump is a pro-baby candidate. And it saddens me how we as African Americans are rallying behind a party that is okay with the genocide of black people through abortion.
I agree, and I believe what the Bible says. It says God created all people, all nations of one blood. You know, we have different nations, we have different tongues, we have different tribes, but we are all humans. We are all of the same blood. That's the way that God created us. We all trace our ancestry back to Adam. That's what I believe. If anybody that believes the Bible, you need to take a look at that. I want to talk now about the Ku Klux Klan issue, and there was this story that came out. Politico came out yesterday. And of course, there's a lot of talk about an open convention, about a brokered convention. And so they went back and they looked at history. They went back and looked at the 1924 Democrat convention. They said this is the wildest convention in history. It took 103 ballots. It took 16 sweaty days, says Politico. It was about 100 years ago. And here was the point of contention, Pastor Burns. The point of contention here was you had a couple of different groups within the Democrat Party. They called the convention a Klan bake because one of the front runners was a former President Wilson cabinet member who was supported by the Ku Klux Klan. He was the one who was really in the forefront, and it took that many ballots to get rid of the influence of the Ku Klux Klan in that particular convention. He was going against Al Smith, who was, eventually won it. Al Smith was the anti-Ku Klux Klan, the anti-prohibition wing of the party, but he was fighting this other guy, William McAdoo, who no relation to our reporter here. H.L. Mencken wrote, there may not be enough Ku Kluxers in the convention to nominate McAdoo, but there's probably enough to beat any anti-Klan candidates so far heard of, and they're all on their tiptoes today. This is something that we've seen a very long time in our history. And it is something that when this was being thrown at Donald Trump this last week, he had a defender go on CNN and got into a back and forth with Van Johnson, and the defender was saying, hey, you have to understand that the Democrat Party is, has historically been the party of the Ku Klux Klan. Robert Byrd was a high-ranking official and everything. Where is the condemnation? We see nothing but praise, again, from Hillary Clinton, from Bill Clinton, for somebody like Robert Byrd, who is a Ku Klux Klan member. And, of course, Bill Clinton said, wait, he had to do that to get elected. It's like, yeah, that's our point. It was the party of the Klan. That's what we've been saying. So what do you think about the fact that the media has harped on this probably for about 5 or 6 days leading up to Super Tuesday last week? Everybody, as well as the establishment, saying, disavow David Duke because you got an endorsement from the Ku Klux Klan.
Well, first of all, I think it was atrocious how the media really played out, and the GOP establishment, how they really been doing whatever they can to make sure Donald Trump, who is a candidate they cannot control, do not receive the nomination. In essence, I think it's a political suicide, and making sure that the Democratic Party, Hillary Clinton, wins the presidential race coming up in 2016.
Yes. Yes, they want to overthrow the votes of the public, is what they're talking about when they have this brokered convention. They want to overthrow the election like we're some kind of third world banana republic.
And again, that's one of the reasons. I mean, they don't understand. They're throwing gas on the flame, making those who are completely against or anti-establishment to vote for Donald Trump even more, because they know that Donald Trump is not owned by any super PACs. He's not owned by any special interest groups. And so therefore he cannot be controlled by the GOP leadership. And they can't stand that, which is those of us who are just normal Americans want somebody that's going to stand up to the political system that says one thing and does another. Concerning the KKK, you know, Donald Trump disavowed. I don't know how many times can he continue to disavow for it to matter. Again, it's kind of like what really sells. Sex sells, race tension, race baiting sells, anger, violence sells. People will watch it. It's like the Civil War. You know, I'm not an advocate of the rebel flag. I'm from South Carolina. I'm not an advocate for the Confederate flag. But the fact does remain many blacks, African Americans fought voluntarily for the Confederate Army. But yet we don't want to talk and oftentimes recognize those black Confederate soldiers, which was a fact, a part of the history. So we want to keep it about black versus white, because it baits the anger, and it keeps people divided and not united. And so it goes back to this, this David Duke, KKK. Again, Mr. Trump disavowed way before the CNN interview. He disavowed several times after that. And I don't know how many times he can continue to disavow for it to matter. Again, it all boils down to, Donald Trump can't control who supports him, just like Hillary Clinton can't control who supports her. Some might think that some people are certain arms in the new Black Panther movement, or the Black Lives Matter movement. Some might think can interpret as a hate group themselves. Hillary Clinton cannot. Choose who decides to follow her or not. So same thing.
Exactly. And that's what he did. As you pointed out, he disavowed it for many days. And then I think it all broke on a Friday. And then by Monday, which coincidentally turned out to be the Monday before Super Tuesday, you have the leaders of the GOP party, Mitch McConnell, leader of the Senate. You had Paul Ryan, leader of the GOP House, come out and continue to repeat this canard and try to hang this around his neck. Now, we understand that what's going on with this is that because Donald Trump started talking about how we have open borders, how we are importing workers, how we are exporting jobs, how people in America, people in the black community, are worse off now than they were under the Obama administration than they were before. We continually to see our economy leak out of this country. We understand that they're taking this economy down. They're also taking away our sovereignty. When he talks about that, The only retort that they have, they can't defend the idea that these trade treaties, that these open borders are good for us. So what they do is they call anybody who opposes that a racist. And I think that's what's tied to all of this. They didn't want to call him a racist for saying that we have to get control of the borders. We have to know who's coming into our country. So they came up with this canard about the Ku Klux Klan and repeated it to the point of absurdity. And I think it became very transparent to everybody what was really behind all this.
Well, again, Mr. Trump, as you said it over and over again, has this about, this about, this about. The reason why the black community has not progressed greater than, and I'm talking as a whole, not individuals. There are many great, successful black families across this great country. So we're not boxing everybody in, but as a whole group, which I really hate that we even have to continue to do that, because I think we should focus on the fact that we're all Americans. Dr. Martin Luther King, who was a Republican, by the way, made it very clear that in one of his greatest speeches, there's coming a day where blacks will not be judged based off of the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Yeah. That he himself was trying to get America and us as black people to not focus on the fact that we're black, but focus on the fact that we want to better ourselves as a human being, as based off of our character. And the Democrat Party is really good at boxing in ethnic groups.
And so is the Republican Party as well. What we're seeing here is that Donald Trump is appealing to a wider demographic, a wider geographic, than any of the candidates that we've seen in either of the two parties. They succeed by compartmentalizing, dividing, and conquering the public. And what's happening with Donald Trump is he's reaching across party lines, he's reaching across demographic lines, he's reaching across geographic lines. He's uniting the grassroots, and what we see happening is the elites from both parties are coalescing to stop him from blocking their globalist trade treaties, which are going to destroy our economy and destroy our sovereignty. We're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us, Pastor Mark Burns. You can find him on thenownetwork.org and markburns.org. Thank you so much for joining us, Pastor Burns.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we have an amazingly ironic story I'm going to give you in just one moment. It regards the presidential nomination. You will not believe who has just joined Ted Cruz's finance team. Hang on, I'm going to give it to you in just a moment. But today is the final day for our Silver Bullet 50% off flash sale at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, look at the reviews that we have on our site. Decide which supplements are best for you. And look at what other people say that this has done to help them. We have King Patrick of Armenia. He says he's from Sun Valley, California. He gave it 5 stars, says, clean my body, eliminated internal infections, eliminated nausea, eliminated stomach issues. I feel good. Love this product. Thank you. God bless Alex Jones and everyone at InfoWars and Dr. Group. Do your research on silver. Find out what other people are using it for and get it at the best possible price you can, at the highest concentration you're going to find. 3 times stronger than most colloidal silver out there. Our 30 parts per million silver bullet formula is now available at an unprecedented savings of 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com. This is a flash sale. Today is the final day. At InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Silver Bullet. Now, who has just joined Rafael Cruz's finance team? Because, you know, that's Ted Cruz's real name. Rafael Edward Cruz, the Canadian. Guess who's just joined his finance team? Jeb Bush's brother. No, not W. Neil Bush. Neil Bush, the son of former President George H.W. Bush, brother of Jeb, the guy who was involved in the savings and loan scandals. Silverado Banking, remember that? The FDIC sued Neil Bush. So who would you want to have on your finance team? Oh, maybe a guy who is at the heart of the SNL scandal. Oh, I'm sure nobody remembers that anymore. Guess what? We're going to remind you here at InfoWars about the Bushes. We're going to remind you of what Neil Bush was involved in and the irony that he would join Ted Cruz's finance team. Of course, it's not irony. It's hypocrisy, folks. You know, this is Ted Cruz who tells us that he's against the establishment, and yet he gets loans from Goldman Sachs that he, you know, reports, but he puts them in the wrong place and he doesn't tell us about it, you know, that kind of thing. Okay, this is the guy who truly is an establishment candidate. He's not an outsider. We've seen this time and again. He'll talk about things like civil liberties. He'll talk about getting rid of the IRS, but don't believe it for a moment, folks. He's smarter than Marco Rubio. He didn't betray the base immediately after he got elected. He is switching his positions now. Everything is up for grabs. This is the guy who is going to promote the military-industrial complex. He's going to promote the surveillance state. He used to say that Ed Snowden was a hero. Now he says he's a traitor and needs to be killed. I would rather have somebody who has consistently been wrong than somebody who will tell me anything they know that I want to hear, because he has mounted a massive data mining operation so that he can lie to each and every voter and tell them precisely what they want to hear. And another piece of irony, this truly is irony. Actually, his was hypocrisy, but this really is irony. An article up on InfoWars.com from Kit Daniel. A poll shows that Romney's condemnation actually turned out to be a huge boost to Donald Trump. And, of course, we look at the fact that we're having the election today in Michigan, and Mitt Romney was governor of Michigan, but he couldn't even carry his home state against Barack Obama in the last presidential election. Nevertheless, this poster child for failure, who ran for 8 years as president, didn't make the nomination the first time. Second time, he managed to get the nomination, but he couldn't go too far. Fully a third of GOP voters say that it actually made them more likely to vote for Donald Trump when Mitt Romney criticized him. And those who voted for Romney in 2012, 30% of those said Romney's criticism of Trump made them more likely to support Donald Trump. 20% said less likely to support him. 48% said they could care less what Mitt Romney says. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Rob Duke.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.